Now, Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba appeared to backtrack on his nuclear stance yesterday, saying in Parliament that South Africa would pursue the nuclear build program at a pace and scale the government could afford. In his maiden medium-term budget policy statement in October, Gigaba suggested South Africa had neither planned for spending on nuclear, nor could the country afford it. It is estimated the nuclear build program would cost 1 trillion rand. Now, the Campaign for a Just Energy Future wants to meet with Energy Minister David Mahlobo to discuss the country's power procurement plans. The movement wants the government to stop any nuclear deal. We are now joined on the line by the campaign's Pooven Moodley. Good evening, Mr. Moodley. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and to your listeners.
Now, we see there's a flip-flopping. We're not sure who is the lead minister. The finance minister, in his medium-term budget policy statement, was very cautious. On that very same day, the energy minister essentially contradicted him, many people believing that he was put there specifically to drive home the nuclear deal. When are you meeting with him, and what exactly are you demanding in terms of knowledge around this nuclear deal, particularly because we have a court case that has almost ring-fenced the issue, if you like?
Yeah, a few things. So one is, you know, in some ways government has put its own nail in the coffin in terms of nuclear, especially with the finance minister during and after the budget speech saying there's no way that South Africa can afford this nuclear deal. It doesn't make sense at the moment based on pure economics. And given the current trajectory in terms of the very low growth rate, under 1%, the current debt we're in, and the current state of disrepair financially that most state-owned enterprises are, you know, we're in a quite a dire and critical state in terms of the economy. And for, you know, the President and the Minister of Energy, within that context, to try and make the case of why we can afford 1 trillion is, you know, illogical. So what we want as a Campaign for Just Energy Future is, you know, to open up the space to have a discussion and debate in South Africa, for Parliament to play its oversight role by inviting members of the community to discuss a serious issue that's going to have an implication for generations. So on just pure economic terms, we'd like to engage with the Minister of Finance, with the Minister of Energy, to see how is it that we can afford this when there are so many other urgent issues of basic services and others for us to deal with. One of the things the Minister of Energy said 2 days ago at the Portfolio Committee on Energy was that South Africans need energy now, and we can't deny South Africans energy. And if you go on a nuclear program, it's going to take minimum 10 years before anyone sees that energy. But also, it's you know, it's people in rural areas that will not have a stake in the energy and not have access to that kind of nuclear energy that they're proposing.
Now, of course, the standard and stock in trade answer from government types and pro-nuclear types is that we must talk about an energy mix, and that considering our economic needs and the security of our energy supply, we need to look at baseload. And in order to secure that baseload, you need nuclear. But there is, of course, also an alternative view, Pooven.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the trend globally, so if you take Europe as an example, Germany by 2023 want to get rid of nuclear completely. France is really looking at reducing its nuclear capacity. Most countries are going the other way. And so what's happening, the Russians and others that have the nuclear technology are trying to dump this in Africa. So they're speaking to about 17 African countries to get them to buy into a kind of nuclear program with very old technology. So if you take China, China wants to reduce, you know, inequality and, you know, end poverty by 2020. And their strategy is around renewables. So they want to invest $365 billion, create 14 million jobs, and in that way end poverty. So in a country like South Africa, where unemployment is really high, where, you know, poverty levels, 1 in 4 people go hungry every day, and inequality, you know, is at an all-time high, we need strategies in this country where people have a stake in the economy, where people can own the means of production, like energy production through renewable energy, but also, you know, renewables would create, based on recent studies, at least 180,000 jobs, where Rosatom itself was saying nuclear is probably going to create 5,000 jobs in South Africa, and those jobs will be highly specialized, and definitely people from outside are going to benefit. It's not going to be South Africans.
Pooven, final question. When are you likely to see the minister? Have you managed to actually secure an actual interview with him?
We have not. You know, so we've asked for a meeting with him and the chair of the portfolio committee. Our feeling, based on his inputs during the portfolio committee, was that they're going to rush this in December. So he's planning to have an energy Indaba, and would definitely get people who would support nuclear to that Indaba before the ANC elective conference. So they've got their plans lined up. But in the committee meeting, he, you know, was kind of mocking us for taking him to court again, but also the fact that that he says there's no deal on the table, and you know, at the same time saying they'll increase nuclear from 5% to 20% by 2030. So I think, you know, people are speaking with forked tongues, and it's important that South Africans know what's going on, and that information is absolutely crucial.
All right, that's where we leave it. Pooven Moodley from the Campaign for a Just Energy Future.